Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya eyyühellezine amunu kumun kavvamine bil kısti suhada alillah velu ala anfusikum avil valideyni vel akrabin inyekun ganiyen o fakiren fallahu ola bihima. Ayet translates, stand out firmly for justice, for Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِكُمْ, even standing out for justice could be against your own selves, your parents, or your kith and kin. Whether the person is rich or poor, then Allah Ta'ala is closer to them than yourselves. So don't فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ, then don't follow your lust, lest you swerve from the truth. But if you distort things or decline from the justice, then remember Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all things. You know, bluff people, you may deceive people, how you can hide away from Allah Ta'ala? So the ayah is about standing out for justice. Justice is one of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Adl. And to maintain justice, Allah Ta'ala has placed a lot of structures. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. First, Allah Ta'ala sent Rasools. For what? To maintain justice. Then He supported them with clear proofs and miracles. That was the second structure, to maintain justice. Then, وَالْكِتَاب. He sent down kitabs, also to maintain justice. أَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُ الْكِتَابَ. Right. So three structures just to maintain justice. Then the fourth structure that was sent down to maintain justice, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ. We send down steel as well. So if you aren't going to be listening to the Rasul, nor are you going to be succumbing to the miracles, nor to the divine scriptures, then we have sent steel as well. So there's a thing like law enforcement, correctional services, police, right? So these are all four structures just to maintain justice. And this is now from the beginning of time. So it alludes and it impresses upon us how important it is to maintain justice. From the beginning of time, Allah Ta'ala says that we send all these structures just to see that justice is executed. Right. Then, it doesn't stop there. Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada. Then, a general address to all the Muslims, and all of you stand out for justice. First, Allah Ta'ala shows the structures, right, the machinery to maintain justice. And after that, He says, "Kunu qawwamina lillah," and all of you stand out for justice. But the mistake that has happened now is that we feel that maintaining justice is the work of law enforcement, correctional services, or police. So you can see someone being oppressed or harassed or robbed or cheated, but you just move away casually from the person, and the excuse you'll give is we don't want to get into trouble and problems. That's the excuse we will give. So to the best of your ability, then we need to see that we're maintaining justice. Right? So one is to maintain a casual approach when you're seeing that justice is being vilified, is being ignored. That's wrong in itself. So it becomes everybody's incumbent duty to see that justice is maintained. In the time of Alamgir Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Ali, he would get a certain complaint from a certain street of businessmen. It became notorious now, you always hear a fight, a problem coming from this end. So Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali had a brain, very intelligent, man of intelligence, man of sight and understanding. Just to explain the sight that he had, the understanding that he had. The woman was just married, and the army general lived in that area. So his requirement is that the girl that is married, at least 1 week she must be with me, and then she can go to husband. Now she came straight to Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali to complain, this is the requirement, that this is your chief army general, and that's a requirement, and I can understand what the consequence can be if I ignore him. So he says to her, Beti, unki baat maan le. My beloved daughter, listen to him. So she objects and she says, you're calling me my beloved daughter, but would you command your daughter to say, to do such a thing? He says, Beti, meri baat command lo, listen to me. She objects for the third time. Now, when she objects for the first time now, so he is speaking in an authoritative language, unki baat maan lo, maanna padega. Now listen to her, listen to him. Now she's flustered, worried, I came here to see justice, what's happening? So now, in this royal circles, there are certain protocols that are observed. So, if it is that the head, the king, had made a special, has done a special favor to someone, right? So before him enjoying that favor, he must come and show his respect to the king. Okay, see, this was the law, and you allowed me to be an exception to the rule. See, so you recognized me, my power, my might, and in recognition you gave me this. So he came to show his appreciation. But these Mughal kings, they were not just kings like that. They were very, very tough. You know, you have seen that Lal Qila, Red Fort. So the walls, the parapet walls, they are about 3 meters in breadth, right? So these kings used to carry one person here, go around the whole parameter. So the training was very extensive. If a woman was, one of the women was expecting, then they would shoot a cannon there. But the first thing that must reach the ear of the child must be this cannon. So he becomes immune to this type of sound. He needs to go into the thick of battle, then sounds and all that doesn't affect him. So they were very strong, very well trained, and very educated as well, sight and vision. So he came to offer his gratitude and appreciation that against the law, and you made an exception for me. He came, Alamgir knows the whole story, he came, as he came to offer his appreciation, he gave him just one slap. The slap was such that it broke its skull into two. Now you may ask that why did he go through the whole process? Call her in, listen to the claimant, what the defendant has to say. It would have been a whole big story, right? So there's multiple problems. The problem is this, that sometimes it can be a blackmail. See, if there's a celebratory, then I want to blackmail you. And the easy way is, he's trying to make advances. Right? It's an easy way. So you give me so much, you see me right. Otherwise, you know what I can do to you. So that now has been taken care of, right? Number two is this, that he himself came, when he came to show his appreciation, as though it was his confession. Right? Now otherwise he had to go take the whole chakkar, alright, you made this claim, where's your proof? And now, understand that it is the army general, the head of the army, right? Right? And you think anybody can stand up to give evidence against him? Is it an easy thing? It's a very difficult thing. So now he knows the complications that are with it. So the easiest thing was him to come and show his appreciation. But the only route he could use is use this route here. So he used the route, and justice was meted out straight away. Was there any delay? No delay. See these people here, sight, vision, understanding. Alamgir or Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Ali. So we're talking about in his time, in his zamana. So see, when we hear these stories and these people, so please don't be selective. See, we just hear one part of a story, say what is zalim and what. But you know all the complications that go with it. But when you don't understand the complications that go with it, you can't comment. Now, you hear the whole story panning out before you, you know, you understand why he used this route. The whole story has come out before you take a decision for or against them. But you didn't hear the full story, and now you're taking a decision for them or against them. I say, is that fair? Very unfair. Now that's the problem in this day, that each one has to give his 2 cents, but he hasn't heard the whole story, how it works out, what's happened, what didn't happen, right? There are many things that happened before me. I take a decision, and nobody knows why the decision was taken. But afterwards, after 15, 20 years, when I tell them I did this, and I won't tell you the players that are involved, just to defend someone's integrity. So you made an adjustment, but the adjustment was done for what? You know, it's going to be thrown out in the open, that man's integrity is going to go, reputation is going to go. He's a notable person, known in the public. Now you're going to do justice, right? And now what's going to happen? You've got children. How the children are going to view him? What's going to happen to his family life, etc.? So now you're going to make an adjustment so discreetly that nobody knows why you made this decision. But you have made the decision just to defend someone's integrity. So Alamgir Rahmatullah heard about this whole story. That this businessman on the street here, this business on either side, and they having it out. Every 2-3 months, boom bang, fighting it out. Every now and then they're fighting it out. So he called for about 10-12 businessmen from this side of the street and this side of the street. Called all of them, and each of them he gave three shots, nice tight ones. Now, For many years, for decades after that, if anybody raised his voice a little bit on the street, 5 businessmen will come from this side, 5 will come, hey, please just maintain the peace here, otherwise we're going to catch it. You will do your musti, but who's going to be the recipient? Who's going to catch it after that? We're going to catch it. So just maintain the peace and order in this place. Impressing upon us that peace and order, law and order, is not just the work of the police and the correctional service, and the law enforcement, we need to support it, see what's going on, and how you can bring some correction. Some places you can't do anything about it, but some way, some places you can do something about it. Imagine for a moment, right, I'm giving hypothetical situation, right? If it was your daughter or your wife, right, and someone was trying to flirt with her, you are there, right? Or you aren't there, right? Someone was trying to flirt, trying to do something, and you saw your friend was there. Your friend saw that this person was trying to make some advance, and he was quiet, calm. She said, "Hey, it's their business, not my business. Let them carry on." Right? Your friend gets to know, see, will you be comfortable that today it was your wife, right? Tomorrow it's his wife or it's his daughter, and there was absolutely no response from anybody. Right? But you could have done something. Then you do it. See, without getting, without any implications, if you could have, you could do something, do it. Now people say, "No, just have the positive approach." But now you're going to have a positive approach, be casual about it. Then it's possible that that woman will get raped, and you're positive. I ask you, is that the right behavior? Where you can do something without any implication, then do it. Try and stop it, correct it. Before I used to take a walk, you know, after a cell. So I walk on past one street, I see man, woman open and doing something, right? So I shouted loudly. Well, I know now, you want to shout loud, very loud, when they're doing something indecent, all the stamina will go out. You know, the stamina they have, that will break. So they can't continue after that. But I have to take a fast walk after that. Both were naked, both were naked. Birthday suit. They can't run like that. Can they run? So that, it was a calculated thing now. I see, alright. This is haram, right? Indecent behavior. And the democracy, worldwide law of democracy supports what they're doing. So now what options I got? The only thing, only option I had, it became big noise. What are you doing here? Big noise. So I made a big noise and they broke away. So something to see that law and order is meted out. But I say, use your brains also. What can be done under the circumstance? What can be done? Now, nobody is doing anything. I say, no, I must be cool, relaxed. It's not the way. Harun Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, Baba fills grave with nur. So, by nature, he was very soft, extremely soft. He was just appointed here. He's from Carolina, Johannesburg. He just came, the imam here. And that year I just graduated and I came. So there was one person, I don't know, was mentally challenged or what. Now, the namaz starts off, he's making some noise. Whatever noise, giggling, whatever he's doing. And you know how children are, if they hear some, they need someone, they can't start him, make him make the noise. And that was carrying on for some days. I'm watching this, and I can understand why he's new, and he doesn't know the area. So he can't do much. If you know the area, alright, you can do something. Now, he doesn't know the area, he's new and this person is performing here. So I'm thinking now, the only thing I can do now is take the mic after the namaz and shout him. And what he'll do, he's big size, so he'll come for me. When he'll come for me, then there'll be some musallis that will try and stop him. And they'll escort him out of the masjid. So that's what happened exactly. I made a big noise after the namaz. So he's watching now, he's getting angry that in front of the whole congregation, he's getting reprimanded. So he came for me. He came, somebody escorted him, and that was the end. Then he never come after that, no disturbance. But if someone has to take that initiative, think about it, how you're going to plan it. Don't be wild, but don't be relaxed as well. You see someone's integrity, someone's respect, something is happening, try and do something. How are you going to stop it? See, we don't understand that the Muslim is supposed to maintain law and order. إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. If Allah Ta'ala settles them, establishes them, what they'll do? They'll see that namaz is done properly. They'll be charitable, right? So, good to Allah Ta'ala, good to people, right? But together with all that, they'll encourage the good and they'll stop the bad. That is the work of the person, of a Muslim. If you got some power, some might, then use the thing. Let's say, under the circumstance, when there is a democratic rule throughout the world now, how are you going to do it? You do something, but how are you going to do it? Think about how you going to do it. The one that is controlling the traffic, right? Does he only see the traffic carry on, or he sees them carry on and then he says one line, stop? Sometimes he says he stops, and sometimes he moves. He's moving the traffic or he's stopping the traffic there. And if it is that he's saying, no, I need to have a positive approach, just keep on moving the traffic, I say, will the traffic be right? Will it be right? Can't be right. How can it be right? So this aspect of Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar, everybody does it, but to your capacity, how much you can do it. You can manage it, you can do it, do it. Some days back I was in Walima. So now, the latest trend is in that Walima, now they put on a nasheed. And they don't realize that they feel it's an Arabic song, so everything is kosher, everything is right, so long as it's in Arabic. Now it's a nasheed, and you can see it's exactly a jazz music. Right? And someone asked me, how you know it's jazz music? Right? You went to school, so there was some music there, right? Music classes. Maybe you wouldn't participate, but you would know, right, what this thing, where this thing comes from. So you know where it's coming from. Now it's Arabic, now they feel it's some words of deen inside, so it's pure Islam. But they don't realize it's pure jazz music. So when I'm sitting there, I see this thing is carrying on, something ought to do. So the one that was the main person in that, please just put this off. With a little bit of a stern face, please just put this off. He put it, switched off straight away. So where we can do it, we do it. And others must support. You know, when we were in Myaswam, so at that time, 1970s, late 60s and beginning of 70s, so there were very few Hufaz, even here, and hardly any ulama. So Myaswam used to be producing hafizes and sending them out. Different places, Johannesburg, the outlying suburbs, so Myaswam was producing hafizes and sending them out. So a car would come and fetch the boys to the venue and then bring them back. So the car came, so we all jumped in. So that man got his music on. Now I stopped him, but the news came back. So there were some boys there. Now you get all type of responses. So one big boy is stopping me, he's reprimanding me. What business you had? You're a big Molana, why? That you stopped the person. So I was still now very, very small now. I just started the hips. I just completed the hips and I was doing Tarawih. So I couldn't give a full answer. But that was the right thing to do. Well, you can stop the thing, stop the thing. Now you must just keep quiet, just listen to the music. Month of Ramadan, going to perform Tarawih and mess the whole thing up. Is that the right thing? Think to yourself, is that the right thing? So where you can encourage the right and stop the evil, stop the thing. Like I said, if it was your son that was being mugged and someone was seeing it and he was totally casual about it, whereas he had the strength to do something, but he didn't respond at all. Say, would you be comfortable with that? It's your daughter or your son or your wife. Well, you can do it without any implication. Do it. Do something. So Allah Ta'ala wants it to be the obligation of every person. Kunu qawwamin. Stand up firmly. Qawwam is a superlative, mubalagha. Mubalagha is impressing. Everybody must do it. Where you can do it, do it. Where you can't do it, Allah Pak Mikmaf. But where you can do it, then you must take the initiative to do it. One person was telling me, it was by the Rose Mubarak, and the Riyas Ultan, the Rose Mubarak, the whole ambience, people have changed it. Everybody is going there, and the first thing will come in, and snap. Second person will come there, whether Rose Mubarak or Riyas Ultan, everybody is. That's it. So now this person is thinking, now, what can I do? So he went and spoke to the guards there, some senior. So strangely, the guards also said, Wallahi, adi fitnatun azimatun, fitnatun tamma. That's the word. Fitnatun tamma. This is a complete zulm. It's wrong. So he said, after that, 1-2 days later, they had a mashwara, they tried to stop. They would grab the person's phone, and that person would please, sorry, I won't do it again. But at least they put some breaks. Now nobody does anything, just keep quiet, no, I must do he my thing, he must do his thing. It's left to that person. You can do it, do it. How much you can do, what you can do, do it. When that COVID thing was here, right? So they made sure that every person was sanitized. Right? Didn't make sure. So when someone is coming to your place, right? So you see it now, when you've got the control, you've got some strength, then see it's purdah-sized, what? Yeah, they did it, what? Sanitized. What you do? You do it purdah-sized. You can do it, you can push your way and do it. Now this is a requirement, please. We don't appreciate this. Without saying the law and all the big, give me a big story. You can do it, you must do it. Say it, do it. That person for that moment, you may feel bad about it. But afterwards, on hind thought, you say, no, man, what this Mawlana says is right. But the stories and what's going on, so I think that's the right thing, what he's doing. So you don't wait now for a bust up and then you respond. Before that bust up, no, respond. It may cost the person's reputation, his life, his future, everything may be devastated. But now that was because of your silence. So when you can, I say, without getting into problems, do something. Something that must be done. Make a noise, shout, or do something. But now, everybody just keeps quiet, nothing. Is that the right thing? See the verse of the Quran again. إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُ السَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. And then think of a traffic control and saying, he's asking the traffic, move on. And he's not stopping them. He's moving them, but he's not stopping them. I ask you, is he doing his job? Is he doing his work? So where you can, add your two cents, someone, to bring some law and order, bring something, just do it. Why mustn't you do it? Why can't you do it? So you see this verse, right? Then he says, the Quran says, إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا. So first, it says that even meeting out the justice goes against yourself, your parents, and your kith and kin, but stand out for justice. It mustn't be that when it's for me, then I will stand out. إِن يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُزْعِينِينَ إِن يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا. When it's in your favor, you're going to guns blaring, and then you're going to come out, no, I need my rights. So, that's alright if it's your right. But it mustn't be restricted to your rights. If any person's right is being violated, then stand out for him. And see now, it's his right. Whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, but his rights are being violated. And you're sitting there, you're observing what is going on, and it doesn't concern you. You know, you'll see that these animals, right? You're slaughtering one sheep, and the others are concerned. Slaughtering one goat, one rooster or a fowl. And the others are not worried. They're grazing and they're carrying on. Did we reduce ourselves so low that somebody is being mugged, something is happening to someone, something is happening to someone, and we feel absolutely desensitized? Is that the right thing? So even if it is that you're standing up for your justice is against your own self, then you be firm. Hazrat Safwan ibn Umayyah, radiyallahu anhu, right? His wife complains to Rasulullah about him. The wife is complaining to Rasulullah about Safwan. Says, wife is saying, when I'm reading namaz, this person comes and breaks my namaz. Fasting breaks my fast. So, Safwan had to stand in his defense and said, yeah, this girl here now, you know, I'm newly married, I'm young. She is still reading the whole Quran Sharif in namaz. I'm saying my old words, right? And we are newly married, I'm filled with adrenaline, and this is what this auntie is doing. So, all the time she wants to keep Rosa. How could I manage it? when you're newly married now, then your ways are different, right? Then when you're 35, 40, then you are different, right? Right. Allah Ta'ala Sabrahu says that after 35, 40, then don't overdo these things. Not that you can't, but you don't overdo it. Then this overdoing it, then it can cause you some other problems, other complications. Like he says, one of the complications is that you can be a candidate to paralysis. So you see that there's so much of rush of blood that's required to do that work that you're overusing yourself, you're overusing your organs, so something is going to collapse in you. Right? Something is going to fail in you. This old people, what they say, there's a lot of hikmah in that. One place Mu'ah says, showing you now the tarbiyat of children, how you bring them up, right? So he says that when you bring them up, then if you don't want to give them that certain privilege, then you don't succumb after that. So no, then no. So I was trying to work out now that why do you have to need that approach? That you said no, then it must be like that. I read some other kitabs. There's a lot of wisdom. When you said no, and after that you didn't turn, there's a lot of wisdom in that. The two things that I come across, you're looking at other kitabs and all that. One is this, that the child doesn't become stubborn. Now, he knows he can get his way, so won't he become stubborn? He'll become stubborn. Number two, that's a recipe for the child becoming depressed very easily. Because he knows, I'm going to ask for something and I'll get my way, right? So in his childhood, that was manageable. But as he's growing up in age, can he get things like he wants? Then won't he become either violent or is an easy candidate for depression? Can you see that? He'll become an easy candidate for depression, or he can become violent. You know, all my life, I had things going on how I wanted. Now this auntie comes and she is now stopping me for a lot of things. So either you become violent, or either it ends up in a divorce, or either you get into a depression. Now things, they're not allowing me to do things. So when you need to apply the brakes, first call is the last call. Then you don't give in. See this? First call is the last call. So even if it is against your own self, so on this occasion, Safwan was right. His wife was not right. But Safwan, in the hadith it goes, that Safwan never brought it to his wife, that you see, it's a ghar ki baat thi. This was something in the domestic front. Why do you have to take it out of the house? Did he ever complain? He didn't complain. So see, even if it is working against your own self, if someone brings it up, then don't complain. Hey, you know, it was a thing related to the house, and then you have to go and see, you know, my name now, my reputation. What Muslims have to think about me now? See how our minds work and how their minds work. Hinda bint Utba, Zawjatu Abi Sufyan, right? She's the wife of Abu Sufyan. Now, she's pledging allegiance. She's accepted Islam. So, one of the lines, Allah yaqtulna awladahum, right? That you won't kill your children like it was the pagan Arab custom, right? So now, she was a very brave woman. She said, yeah, we brought them out, we brought these children up, and you've killed them in Badr. And then, وَأَلَّا يَزْنِينَ, and you won't commit zina. So she said, yes. Do you ever hear of a free woman ever committing zina? Do you ever see? In that day also, although they were in living ignorance, but you never hear of a woman that was free. One is a slave woman, right? There may be circumstances, there may be situations, right? That also will not justify her behavior, but that was a different thing. But a free woman and doing this type of, having this type of behavior, do you ever hear of this? Right. Now she is complaining about her husband, Abu Sufyan. When it came to, Allah yasrikna, he won't steal. Allah yasnina, Allah yaktulna awladahun, wa Allah yasrikna.
إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على شيء. So you will not steal. So now she's bold, she's brave and very honest. So she'll say it as it is. And Rasulullah said, knows the nature of the person, so he will take it for whatever it's worth. So it came to this, that you will not steal. So she says, Zawji Abu Sufyan, Misikun, Rajulun Bakhilun. My husband is very tight. The finances is very tight. So if I take something discreetly for my essentials or the household essentials, will it be right or not right? Abu Sufyan is the leader of the entire Quraysh, that side. He's a leader, right? And who's complaining? The wife to Rasulullah Paksim. About who? About Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan got no qualms about it. Hey, my reputation, I'm the leader of Quraysh now my reputation has gone to the gutters. What a stupid thing you did, man. What's wrong with you? Did you ever say that? No. So Rasulullah advised her on that occasion, Udi Mayakfiki wa bait wa ahla baitik, or some Okamakas bil ma'ruf. Yes, you may take without his consent, but in a reasonable amount, because it is his obligation to look after you and the household, and he's holding so tight, right? So you can't manage it. What is in a reasonable manner you can take even without his permission, just to see that the house is in order. But again, I have to ask you, that she complained to Rasulullah about who? About Abu Sufyan. But now, did Abu Sufyan make a moan of it? Hey, you know, my what's gone to man? Rasulullah is holding in such high esteem, and now you stupid thing like this, you talk about this type of things. Couldn't you address it to me directly? See our response, how we will. So the Quran is saying, "Walau ala anfusikum." Even standing out for justice has to be against your own selves. Even standing out for justice has to be against your own self. Accept it. Don't come to your defense. See, the style today is, unfortunately, the style and the fashion today is that whatever wrong I do, I can justify the wrong to appease myself or to appease my circle. Right? So what's happened now, we've got a circle and we have to support the circle. Be they right or be they wrong. But what the Quran is saying, Walau ala anfusikum, against yourselves, against your parents, against your own kit and kin, your whole circle. Circle is still far away. Your own people, and they're doing something wrong, stand out firmly for justice, even if it is that you go against them. Then will there be trouble in the world? When your people are standing out so firmly for justice, I say, will there be trouble? No trouble then. The trouble is now, he's a friend, he's an acquaintance, he's my son, he's my father, and I need to stand out for him. Not against him, I need to stand for him. So Allah says, إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Sometimes it is that you want to come into the defense of the person. Why? Because he is wealthy. Many times you've got friends, wealthy bracket, right? Your whole attitude is different with them. You can make it out. Now, you just want to stick around, just hang around with the wealthy people. Outside the masjid, here, there, just with one class of people. So it will give you an indication where this person's mind is towards. He wants to belong to a certain circle. So, not realizing that the circle will make a circus of him. Really, it'll make a circus of him. Because now, you can only fit in the circle if you keep up to their standards. Their ways, their standards, etc. Whatever they're doing, you must sing the same song. Then you can fit. I see that, where's the justice gone? Is there justice there? Now, just to be comfortable, you have to comply with their ethos. If they're interesting, then you're interesting. Usuring, then usuring. If they having a grand affair at a wedding, then you must do it. Support them for the wrong. They have got mixed gatherings, then support them. Don't speak out against it. They got a problem in the, they got on the stage, on the decor, they're wasting money, half a million rand, then do it. Support them for it. Praise them, compliment them. I say, are you standing up for justice? The whole family is going out. Now they're going out where? To the Pedal, one is Pedal Jamaat. Now the Pedal court they got. Having a party there. having a party there, we're having a mishmashwara on that side of the prayers of Jamaat, somebody's having a dance there, whatever else. And you have to just be happy with the ambience. I say, are you standing up for justice? Now, my family affair, it's a private affair, now it's alright. I don't have to open my mouth. Are you standing up for justice? If you stood up for justice, immediately you saw the wrong, get up and move. فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ ذِكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. You saw it's wrong, then get up and move. Why are you hanging around? That means you're also enjoying, those aunties are dancing and all that, you're also enjoying it. So, one man came here, he said he went to Turkey. Someone encouraged him, no, Islam and all that. So Islam is just a front. So he went, he's telling me his whole story. He said, yeah, they asked me to be there, so I was strolling on the beach with all my daughters and grandchildren. At one point we came to, totally nude, you know, fat or thin, tall or short, old or young, white or black, all absolute birthday suit. So I just asked that uncle, Chacha, just tell me, what was your immediate response? So, no, I stood there 5 minutes, and then I moved away. So I shouted, what were you doing in front of your daughters, your grandchildren, and you watching all this spice code? What was your breath at that time? I was not the person. But you see, standing up for justice, what does it mean standing up? Against your own self. I say, hey, what a stupid thing you're doing. But when you're doing something stupid also, you were admiring the whole thing. So you're not looking at your wrong, you're looking at their wrong. Can you see that? Is there a balance or an imbalance? You are reprimanding them in my presence for their behavior, or did you reprimand yourself that no, you had no business to be there? Why did you stand there? Why did you remain there? Up to that point, he didn't even consider the wrong to be wrong. See that? Walau ala anfusikum. Even though, so some people have the tendency, yakun ghaniyan aw faqiran, Allahu awla bihima. So it's a wealthy person, so I want to support him. Why? Because you expect some type of a favor from him. I'm getting the business from him. I don't lose my clientele. With this Tabligh Jamaat story I was carrying on. No, I have to support this group here because I'm doing business with them. Where's the justice? Now, can you reason? Beyond that, can you reason? You can't reason, no? So he knows, he can see that there's something wrong here, but I have to carry on because if I don't carry on, then I lose the business. You know, I've been doing big business with them. So where's the justice? Is there justice in that? So at times you find it so difficult, you know, people make it difficult. They don't want to reason. That business, that money, material security overwhelms them. So where's the justice going? Sometimes you want to be with them just because of the material. And sometimes you want to support inyakun ghaniyan aw faqiran. So you want to support the person because he's poor. Because you feel that he's helpless, now he's helpless, I need to come on to his side. But is that right? Are you defeating the ends of justice or not? So in one case, you supported the person because he was rich, you expected something, or his status, his influence. And the other side, you supported him because he's poor, right? So is that now supporting the ends of justice or defeating? So Allah Baksh says, فَاللَّهُ وَلَا بِهِمَا. Remember, you think that you've got an attachment, that Allah Ta'ala got a greater attachment. If you think you are taking care, then he's taking all care. So don't decline from justice. Don't distort, don't decline. Even if it's so close to you, your own self, but stand up for justice. Allah Baksh says,